Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of The Health Exchange. So glad you could join us.
Hey folks, Jordan here. I'm really excited about today's discussion.
Jordan, always a pleasure to have you. So, we're tackling a pretty important topic today, cancer classifications.
Absolutely. It's a big subject, but so essential for people to understand.
You know, terms like carcinoma, sarcoma, leukemia, they get thrown around all the time. But how many of us actually know what they mean?
Right. It's easy to feel lost with all that medical jargon.
Exactly. So let's break it down and make it approachable.
Sounds good to me.
All right, starting with carcinomas. What's the deal with those?
Well, carcinomas are cancers that begin in epithelial cells.
Uh-huh. And epithelial cells are?
They're the cells lining the inside and outside surfaces of your body, like your skin, glands, and organs.
Oh, got it. So cancers like lung cancer or breast cancer are carcinomas?
Yep, you've got it. They're actually the most common types of cancer.
Wow, I had no idea they were that prevalent.
Yeah, they make up about 80 to 90% of all cancer cases.
Seriously? That's huge.
I know, right? It's pretty staggering when you think about it.
But what's next? Sarcomas?
Exactly. Sarcomas are cancers that originate in connective tissues. Think bone, muscle, and fat.
So bone cancer would be considered a sarcoma?
Precisely.
But sarcomas are less common than carcinomas, correct?
That's right. They're much rarer, but can be quite aggressive.
Interesting. And then there are leukemias and lymphomas.
Right. Leukemias are cancers of the blood-forming tissues, like the bone marrow.
So they affect blood cell production?
Exactly. They lead to the overproduction of abnormal white blood cells.
Yikes. And lymphomas?
Lymphomas are cancers of the lymphatic system, which is a crucial part of your immune system.
Oh, wow. So that includes conditions like Hodgkin's and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
You got it.
Man, there are so many different types. It's a lot to wrap your head around.
Tell me about it. But understanding them is key to proper diagnosis and treatment.
Makes sense. Knowledge is power, after all.
Absolutely.
You know, I've also heard about melanoma. That's skin cancer, right?
Yes. Specifically, melanomas arise from melanocytes, the pigment-producing cells in our skin.
And they're more dangerous than other skin cancers?
Generally speaking, yes. Melanomas can spread quickly if not caught early.
Definitely a good reason to wear sunscreen.
Absolutely. Protection and regular skin checks are vital.
Noted. So, what's a germ cell tumor?
Great question. Germ cell tumors originate from reproductive cells and usually occur in the ovaries or testes, but can also appear elsewhere.
Wait, they can show up in other places? Like where?
Believe it or not, sometimes in the brain.
No way. How does that happen?
During embryonic development, germ cells can migrate to different parts of the body.
Wow, our bodies are full of surprises.
They really are.
So I've also come across the term mixed types of cancer.
Ah, yes. Mixed types, like carcinosarcoma, contain both carcinoma and sarcoma cells.
That sounds complicated.
It definitely adds complexity to treatment strategies.
So treatment plans must be pretty personalized then?
Absolutely. Tailoring treatment to the individual is crucial.
Makes sense. No one size fits all here.
Exactly.
Speaking of treatment, how does knowing the specific type of cancer help?
Well, different cancers respond differently to treatments.
So chemotherapy might work well on one type but not on another?
Precisely.
Gotcha. So accurate diagnosis is super important.
Couldn't agree more.
By the way, can we talk about staging and grading?
Sure thing. Staging refers to how large the cancer is and how far it's spread.
So stage one is early and stage four is advanced?
Exactly. Grading, on the other hand, looks at how abnormal the cancer cells are under a microscope.
So a higher grade means more aggressive cancer?
Yep, that's correct.
Interesting. Both factors help determine the best treatment plan?
Absolutely.
Are there other factors that come into play?
Yes, like hormone receptor status in certain cancers.
Oh yeah, especially in breast cancer, right?
Exactly. If the cancer cells have hormone receptors, hormone therapies can be effective.
Well, that's pretty fascinating.
It really is.
You know, sometimes all this medical stuff can be overwhelming.
I hear you. It's important for patients to feel comfortable asking questions.
Definitely. Communication is key.
Absolutely.
Are there any other rare types of cancer we should know about?
Well, central nervous system cancers, which include brain and spinal cord tumors, are also significant.
Those sound serious.
They can be, mainly because of their location and the complexity of the brain and spinal cord.
Are there ways to prevent these types of cancers?
Prevention is tough, but early detection and intervention can make a big difference.
Got it.
Also, cancers of the endocrine system are worth mentioning.
Like thyroid cancer?
Yes. These cancers can affect hormone levels and overall metabolism.
Which probably adds complexity to treatment, right?
Indeed it does.
So let's chat about lifestyle factors. How much do they influence cancer risk?
Actually, quite a bit. Diet, exercise, smoking, and alcohol consumption all play significant roles.
So leading a healthy lifestyle can make a difference?
Absolutely.
But sometimes even the healthiest people get cancer.
That's true. And genetics and environmental factors are also at play.
It's a tough battle.
It can be, but advances in research are giving us better tools to fight it.
That's reassuring.
Definitely.
Any tips for our listeners on staying proactive about their health?
Absolutely. Regular checkups, being aware of any changes in your body, and maintaining a healthy lifestyle are key.
Sounds like solid advice.
Right.
Well, we're just about out of time.
Time flies.
It really does. Thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Always great to be here.
And thanks to all our listeners.
Stay healthy and stay informed.
Until next time.